Hi, this is Dr. Christian Northrup. My new book, The Secret Pleasures of Menopause, has just been released by Hay House. For more details on my work, live appearances, or how you can adopt a healthy lifestyle at any age, visit my multimedia website and become a member of my exciting online community, the Women's Wisdom Circle, at www.drnorthrup.com. That's DRNORTHRUP. Back in the day, in the early 80s, I met Michio Kushi, who is the American founder of macrobiotics, and I became vegan. Not only did I become vegan, I was pregnant with my first child, and so she, by default, became vegan. And my husband of the time became vegan, and I cleaned out everything in our cabinets that was not vegan. Our diet was brown rice and beans and sea vegetables and miso soup and tempeh and tofu. And I did medical conferences with Dr. William Castelli, the founder of the very famous Framingham Heart Project, and he'd show slides of how there was a complete reversal of atherosclerosis in monkeys through adopting a vegan diet. So I was all over it. Oh, and at the time, Castelli said this was before Dean Ornish, and he'd show those arteries of monkeys, and he'd say, heart disease is completely reversible, but in order to get the right treatment in this culture, you have to be a monkey. And that used to make us all laugh. So I thought vegan was completely the way to go. But after about 8 years on this approach, I noticed, both with myself and with many, many of my patients who were following the same approach, there was an overwhelming craving for sweets. In fact, in the macrobiotic community in Boston, there was sort of a standard joke that they would do drive-bys in Dunkin' Donuts under cover of darkness. There were also a lot of people who were alcoholic in that community, and I realized there was something unbalanced. And so many of us began to add animal products to our diets and instantly felt better. I was recently talking to a man who said, I became vegan for mental reasons. I read the literature and I felt superior from being a vegan. And then I added animal protein. I gained weight. He had become very, very thin. That's why we have that book out there that's so popular, Skinny Bitch. And he said, I felt instantly better. Same with another young doctor that I just interviewed. For men, when they're vegans, they become often very, very skinny. Women, however, tend to put on weight after a while. And that's what happened to me. And not only that, my nails started to crack and the hair wasn't very good. And so I began to add more protein to my diet and then finally lost or won the battle of the bulge. So here's what I can tell you. For a while, being vegan is a very good correction from a junk food diet, that sort of thing. But you have to really know what you're doing, because a vegan diet can make it extraordinarily difficult to get omega-3 fats and to get B12 and folic acid. Yes, there's B12 in some sea vegetables and in tempeh, but not enough for some people, and not all people digest it well. So being vegan can become a health risk, mainly because it's very difficult to follow a balanced vegan diet. Here's another thing. Dr. Weston Price, the famous dentist who studied the diets of people the world over in indigenous cultures, found that not one was completely vegan. All cultures that have been studied have at least some animal food. Now, in the standard American diet, we have far too much. But at this particular point, having come full circle, I can tell you that you're probably going to do much better with a little animal food, and that skinny bitch weight loss probably isn't going to last either if you find yourself overcome with cravings for carbohydrates because you don't have enough protein to get enough glucagon from the liver and begin the metabolic pathways that are going to lead away from carbohydrate cravings. Thanks for listening. This is Dr. Christian Northrup. If you have any other topics you'd like me to discuss, please let me know by visiting my website, www.drnorthrup.com. I also invite you to join my online community, the Women's Wisdom Circle. It's filled with information and resources on how you too can adopt a healthy, brilliant, vibrant lifestyle at any age.
The contents of this podcast are for informational purposes only and are not a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified health provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Neither Dr. Northrup nor the Hay House Publishing Group is responsible for any adverse effects resulting from your use of or reliance on any information contained in any podcast.